They tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. Acts 16:7.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Road Closed, Spirit Led was written by Marvin Williams and read by Wes Ward.
Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 10. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. So they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Road Closed, Spirit Led, written by Marvin Williams. After a lengthy journey, my wife and I finally neared our street, but a large, road-closed-to-through traffic sign blocked our path. I felt the urge to drive around it because home was just ahead, and I didn't like being rerouted. But then I saw why the road was closed. A downed power line lay across the road. Had I ignored the warning, I could have driven into danger. In Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 10, Paul and his companions were eager to preach the gospel in the province of Asia, but the Holy Spirit closed that door. Detours aren't always rejection, however. They can be divine redirections. Like the roadblock on our street, God rerouted Paul from entering the province of Bithynia. It must have been frustrating to be blocked, especially while Paul was striving to do his best. But then he received a vision in which a man said, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." God said no to something good because he was preparing them for something else, taking the gospel to the people of another continent. Rather than seeing no as punishment and rejection, we can see it as His Spirit-led redirection. His detours are often pathways to divine appointments. Let's not simply trust His direction when the roads are open. Let's follow when He closes them too. Let's pray. Oh God, please help us to trust Your closed doors as much as we trust Your open ones. And when You place roadblocks in our path, please give us the humility to see them not as rejection, but as Your loving redirection toward some divine appointment that You've prepared for us. Thank You, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray and trust. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. When has God placed a road closed sign in front of you as you are striving to do something good? How are you listening for the Spirit's guidance as you work out your plans?